In Siman Reish Chaf Hey, which discussed numerous brachos, which the beginning of this Siman was discussing the bracha of Shachianu, Sif Ches discusses an unusual bracha in which the English in the art scroll, which is actually found this particular bracha, numerous brachos, upon seeing certain things. So the bracha of Mishana Habrios, in which is translated over here, is that who makes the creatures different. In the English, it tells us, upon seeing exceptionally strange-looking people or animals. So we're going to spend a few moments discussing this unusual bracha of Mishana Habrios. So, Haroa Kushi, okay. Begichor Dahainushu Adam Harbe. So Kushi is loosely translated as Ethiopian, someone who has dark skin. A Gichor is someone who is Adom Harbe, whose skin is exceedingly red. The Halvalkon Duhu Lavan Harbe, someone who is exceedingly white. Albino. So on this, the Shulchan Aruch tells us also on certain animals, including Vesapil, Vesakof, including an elephant and monkeys, the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Mishana Habrios, which clearly the Mechaber is of the opinion that you would actually say Shem Malchus. You don't just say Baruch Mishana Habrios, but you actually say it with Shem Malchus, Hashem Elokeinu. Continues the Mechaber, he says, Haroa es Hachiger ves Hakiteya ves Asuma. A person would see someone who, unfortunately, Rachman Otzlan is lame, or someone who has an amputated limb, as well as a Suma, in which the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mishtei Einov, has to be with blind in two eyes. Umuka Shchin, a person who has blemishes on their body. Again, the Bracha. Okay. Mevarach Mishan Habrios. That's something on their skin, I guess, right? So the Baruch Mishan Abrios is recited. And on this, there's a dispute brought down between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly how often do you get to say this unusual bracha? V'enim avarach el pam rishona shashino yalav gadol ma'od. He says that you will only say this bracha one time in that this is unusual. It's gadol ma'od, a very unusual thing that you've witnessed. V'yeshomrim, the Ramah says, Mishloshim Yom L'Shloshim Yom. It's not just a one-time deal, but it's something which you can say every 30 days. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses the logic behind the Mechaber, that it's a one-time, is that if it's something which you see every 31 days, then it's not something which is so unusual anymore, because it's something in which is almost a regular occurrence. According to the Ramah, the idea is that 30 days is already a significant amount of time, and therefore, that if that was the amount of time you didn't see these something which was unusual, then the bracha can be recited. So that's the machlokas. The Piskei Tshuvos discusses the question about Kushi, and the Chai Adam tells us that certainly this is not something applicable nowadays. Masha'en on the Nuhagin Lavarach al Kushi, we would not say such a bracha, and you certainly would not want to say it in English in their presence. Kivan Anu Ragilim Tomid Bazeh. This is something in which we constantly are involved in intermingling with all different types of people in our country. Ein Lanu Shinoi Gadol. It's not really such an unusual thing. So I presumably when the Mechaber cited this, it's the concept was it was something which was unusual, an unusual sight. But it's something which is not unusual, then the bracha would not be recited. Amnam Yesha Mafarshim, there are those that say, She'en HaKvana al Kushi Sh'aviv Imo Shechorim. It's not referring to a situation in which both parents are of the same color as the child. Sharizem Mateva Habriya. This is something which is natural. This is something which is quite normal in the world. El Hakavan al Kushi Shenoil Avim Levanim Sheish Bazeh Shinoi Mateva Habriya. That if for some reason the parents are white, and for some reason the child does not resemble the way that his parents look, that is the time in which the halacha says that the bracha is recited. But certainly to say the Mishana HaBrios in general, that would almost give a very negative impression of our Judaism being prejudiced, which of course we certainly did not embrace such an attitude toward other people. The Inyan Shar HaDvar says the Piskei Tshuvos regarding other things that we just mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, Gam Kein HaKavana. So too the intention is that it's something in which is Meshunam Od, something which is exceedingly unusual to see, Ad Shenevesh Adam Mispeles Meriasam, that a person is in wide wonderment upon seeing such a sight. And therefore, it's not excluding other cases, but it could include other things which are unusual. Kigon, Adam Gavoam Od Badak. If you see someone who happens to be very, very tall, it doesn't discuss what are these parameters, but what? I guess so, right? Apropos that the finals are around. Oh, tuumim siumim, or if a person sees Siamese twins. In that situation, a rekiotzeba is something similar to that the bracha is recited. So if a person, again, does come and goes around the world and is not living with blinders and they see numerous different types of people, then it's not something which is really so unusual, and therefore the bracha, the Mishana HaBrios, is not recited. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos then discusses and quotes the words in the name of the Chai Adam, and he says, Shibizmanenu, Shiragilim Lirosam, Ve'ein Ze Shinoi Gadol in Mevarchin Olav. And that we're dealing with someone who unfortunately has some type of mum, which we discussed, that there's unfortunately an amputee or some injury in which unfortunately they've developed some physical handicap. That's not something which of course is unusual. That's not something which we hide in this world anymore. We're not afraid to and they're the same as we are, no different. And therefore it's not unusual, and therefore bracha is not recited. Unless it's exceedingly unusual, something which goes beyond the normal. Now in this, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us of a whole suffix. What if you're not sure? So you don't go up to the person and say, gee, should I make the bracha Mishana Brios? Has anyone ever done it before? Because I'm not sure. I don't want to say Hashem's name for no reason. But the whole suffix, Yochel Lomer Baruch Mishana Brios V'lo Shem HaMalchus. If you're not sure, you can say the bracha, but you say it without Shem HaMalchus. But here's the key line over here. You don't go up to this person and say, please, since there's no one around, I want to be able to have the opportunity to say this brach, which I've never said. Please have kavana when you answer amen to my bracha, that you should have all the proper kavanas for me. So he says like this. All right, to make sure he's ready. So he says like this. Ach yizaher gam bezeh. You have to be very careful. The gam b'devarim nuim l'el, certainly other things in which there are major sensitivity issues that this person obviously is undergoing a certain sensitivity issues, that you would bring it to their face to say the bracha to them, shlol halbin panav shel oso shemivarchin alav, that you should never embarrass another human being. You should never say this bracha in a way which could possibly cause this person to be humiliated. And therefore, it's not just advised, but this is something which must be done. The Yavarech Belachash Beinu Levein Atzmo. You want to say this bracha? You say it to yourself. You say it quietly. O B'shar Afanim Shelo Yishma D'Halal. You have to make sure that this bracha, of course you have to understand the significance as to why this bracha is said and why it's something which is done, something which is worthwhile you can think about. But the fact is, there is a bracha Mishana Brios, but we also cannot overlook the more important things in the Torah, which is not to ever humiliate and embarrass another human being.